You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
Welcome to this episode of Caring Connections on WCHL. This is Nicole Bruno, your host. I have the pleasure of speaking with LaTanya Brown, who is the wellness coordinator of the Orange County Department on Aging. Welcome, LaTanya.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're talking about a really fun topic today, and it's some of the best kept secrets about the Wellness Center at the Department on Aging. And one of the things that LaTanya is going to be talking to us about is the 60-day, 60-mile exercise challenge for our older adults.
Yes, it's very exciting to see the seniors get involved and doing things. And, you know, they're already working out, but to see them write down the minutes and, you know, being excited about it,
it's
amazing.
Keep a record. You can actually see what you're doing.
Exactly.
So you brought with you some of the top 10 things that people don't know about this 60-day, 60-mile challenge, but they probably should. The first is actually the dates. It started January 10th, and it goes through March 2014. So being that this show airs after that, is it too late to join in?
Absolutely not. You can call me at the Senior Center, or you can go to our website and register there.
Great. And what's the website address?
www.oc60daychallenge.com.
Wonderful. Okay. And we will repeat that again later in the show. The next thing is, you may not know this, you do not have to be a member of the fitness center to participate.
Right. We want everybody in Orange County, 55 and older, to be involved in this challenge. This is our first challenge, so we're hoping that this is just the beginning, and we will continue to have these, and we just want it to get bigger as the time go on.
Is there a cost?
No, this is free.
Okay, yes. So it doesn't matter. No matter who you are, you can join 55 and up. That's great. Okay. And the last of the top 10 that I wanted to mention today, you can come to the Seymour Senior Center to use the cardio equipment during the challenge.
Right. Usually a fitness center has a charge for members.
Oh, okay.
But during the challenge, we want everybody to have a place to work out if they choose to. You can work out at home, or you can work out at the senior center.
So you can try it out for that 60 days.
Exactly.
Well, that's a really good idea. And then if you love it so much, you can join afterward.
Exactly.
Good idea. Okay. So what exactly will the challenge focus on?
Well, we want to initiate physical activity every day. Mm-hmm. That means doing something for 20 minutes a day. 20-minute workout almost equals up to a mile. Mm-hmm. So we want you to just continue moving and doing things. So as long as you're sustaining physical activity and get your body moving, you feel better.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So that doesn't include, you know, getting up from the couch to the refrigerator for a snack 20 times a day?
I don't think so, Nicole.
Come on now. You can see where my New Year's resolution's already long gone.
Oh, hush.
Okay. So how will participants actually record their exercise minutes? How does that work?
Well, I did mention the website earlier.
Okay.
OC60DayChallenge.com.
So this isn't a paper recording. You actually go online to do it.
Right. We have a website. And then you also can go at the senior centers. We have the senior center in Seymour Center and the Central Orange Senior Center in Hillsboro.
Okay.
We have a form where you can put your name and the minutes that you worked out.
Cool. That's great. Okay. And so when will the wellness program actually tally up the results?
Well, we've tallied up some results already.
Oh, tell us. I'm excited. how many people are participating so far?
Well, right now we have a little bit over 100 participants.
Wow.
And
for a first year, that's great.
Yes,
We just started. Okay.
And from January 10th through the 27th, we had a total of 12,120 minutes worked out between the participants.
Holy cow.
Yes.
That's a lot of time.
You know.
Puts me to shame.
It's actually very interesting because we had the same program for the staff.
Okay.
And the seniors have really outdone the staff.
Oh.
So we need to step up the game, Orange County staff.
It's going to have to be staff versus seniors next year.
Exactly. Sounds fun, Nicole. Thanks.
Okay, so what are the actual goals of the challenge? I mean, it does sound like a lot of fun, but what are the goals, specific goals you're trying to measure here?
Well, as the wellness coordinator, of course, we want to see the seniors moving and doing things. So mm-hmm. that's the actual goal is to just to get us moving and, uh-huh. and starting to notice and change our lifestyle.
Okay, well, great. And how about prizes? What's the incentive for me to sign up?
Well, we had a kickoff on January 9th, and we did draw names, and the names will be on the website. So go to the website and check it out. But we have three prizes, and they're massages at the senior centers.
Ooh.
And we will have prizes in the middle uh-huh. of the goal of the challenge, and then we'll have prizes at the end. Now, one of the things I want to tell you guys is that the prize is going to go to the person who's did the most minutes.
Okay.
And so right now, for the women's race, Becky Ritter is in the lead.
Ooh.
Yes.
Shout out for Becky.
Go, Becky. She has 1,065 minutes.
Wow. In the last 17 days.
Yes.
Wow.
And Ron Nixon has 575 minutes.
Wow.
So I'm so proud of them.
Wonderful.
I'm proud of everybody, but, you know, just to let you know, we're watching and we're seeing who's winning.
So are they wearing like little pedometers or how's this working?
You know, that's personal choice.
Okay.
What they're doing is just using the time that they've worked out.
And to do anything that they want. So
exactly.
Whether it's walking, jogging,
taking a class,
bench lifting,
yes, whatever they want to do.
Okay, so mm-hmm. it's just exercise no matter what the form.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because we want everybody to be involved.
And what they're comfortable in.
You know, and our theme
Care
is
exercise
your best life.
Well,
so
good.
Whatever you can do, we want you to be involved.
Do mental exercises count?
Nicole.
Come on now. No. We're exercising your brain should count for something now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But not for this challenge.
Not for this challenge.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So let's move forward a little bit here.
Okay.
So part of this, I know, has to do with the map. And we're not talking about a roadmap here, are we?
No. If you know anything about Orange County Department on Aging and Janice Tyler and Jerry Passmore, you know, they always have a plan. And so the map is a master aging plan. And it's a strategic planning for Department on Aging. And this is the third year we've done this. The third cycle.
Okay.
It's usually a five-year plan.
So this year's plans, it's from 2012 through 2017. So
that's correct.
We're about 3 years in now.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we are going to take a quick break. I am here today with LaTanya Brown, who is the wellness coordinator for the Orange County Department on Aging, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM, WCHL. Supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections on WCHL, and I'm here today with LaTanya Brown, who is the wellness coordinator for the Orange County Department on Aging. Okay, so we were just talking about the really, really fun campaign that they're working on right now, which we are very excited to share, the 60-day, 60-mile challenge, or 60-minute challenge. And we're going to start talking a little bit more about your new campaign, which is Exercise Your Best Life. Talk to us more about that.
Yes, as I was speaking about before, the students from UNC Chapel Hill, well, one of the students is Yvette Missouri. Mm-hmm. She's working with me now, and she's a master student at the UNC Public Health. And we actually came up with an idea of a theme for this particular campaign, and Exercise Your Best Life. That means, you know, we want to improve the quality of life
mm-hmm.
And through regular and sustained physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by Exercise Your Best Life, I mean, if you can come to the CN Center and come in a class and work out, whether mm-hmm. you're in a wheelchair or you have a walker or you're walking in just like I am, whatever you can do to make your life better mm-hmm. with exercise, that's what we want you to do.
That's wonderful. And exercise is so, so important. I mean, it not only is it make you feel better and reduces depression and can help you with stress, it can help slow dementia as they've proven as well. So that's so, so important.
Right. Research has, you know, shown that through physical activity, you know, you can reduce and manage chronic diseases such as like arthritis or stress or, you know, dementia, anxiety, depression. So if you can just come in and take a class, whether it's yoga or Pilates, we have all that stuff there, Tai Chi. So come out and check us out.
And I think, too, it also helps folks with various different issues, you know, such as fall risks. I mean, if you're physically fit and you fall, chances are you're going to be able to get back up again without breaking a bone. Is that correct?
Exactly. And, you know, if you do fear that you're going to fall, we have a physical therapist from UNC, Sharon Andrews, and Nancy Alton. She's our personal trainer at the Senior Center. We have a balance class that is amazing.
Wow.
And so if you have fears of falling, if you think that you're going to fall, come over to the Senior Center. We can help you.
Great. Okay. So are there going to be any upcoming changes to the Senior Centers and wellness departments?
Well, you know, we have a lot of programs that we're tailoring to different preferences. As I was saying, you know, we have an educational component, which is coming up in the spring, March, April, May. Right now we're doing the exercise component. Back in October, we started the renovation of the Wellness Center.
So, it looks different.
Yes.
Very nice.
So if you haven't come over to the Senior Center, come check it out. We've made some changes as far as, like, you know, painting the Senior Center and, you know, new vibrant decor and interactive technology. And soon, you can come over and have a cup of coffee in the Fitness Center.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So.
That's great.
So...
okay, so what about the other campaign that you have going on, the education campaign? Tell me more about that.
Right. So the education campaign is, you know, we want to make sure that we have a it's a broad topic when it comes to health and wellness. Health and wellness is so open.
Very broad, for sure.
Yeah. So we wanted to, you know, we are modeling positive outcomes with physical education, and we want to make sure that you're setting goals and doing things like that. So one of the things that we're talking about and doing as far as educational outcomes, you know, we're having a Dr. Adam Goldstein come over and talk about aging and your health.
Great.
We're having Dr. Dorothy McCoy. She's going to come and speak about sleeping and aging. We're also having Heather Miranda. I think she's been on your show before.
She has been, yeah.
Talk about nutrition.
Great.
And, you know, we have Dr. Jay Williams. He's a therapist. He's going to talk about anxiety. You know, so different things. Health and wellness is not just exercise.
That's right. You're right.
And so we want to make sure that we're educating the community about all topics. And there's so much more things that we're doing at the Senior Center. But just look at the Senior Times. It's just...
it's chock full.
Oh, the Senior Times is amazing.
Hey, you could spend a day reading that thing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So do you have... I'm thinking about, you know, you have such a diverse population at the Seymour Center, and it's gotten more diverse over even the last few years. Do you have programs that are available to folks who speak different languages, or how does that work?
Yes, we do. We have, actually, if you come up to the Senior Center, you see that we have a growing population of the Asian community. And so right now we have Zin. She's our new Mandarin-speaker social worker.
Okay.
And so we are working with her to create new classes and new things. One of the things that we actually just scheduled with EMS is a CPR class for Mandarin speaking.
Oh, wow.
Senior citizens.
Wow.
And so I'm really excited about that. David Siflin is going to come over and teach that class with an interpreter.
Wow.
So we're doing
great.
Yes, we're doing different things to provide, you know, educational opportunities for
diverse backgrounds.
For diverse backgrounds.
Wonderful. So you mentioned a little bit ago something that sparked my interest. I'm always very curious about this type of thing. Interactive technology. What is that all about?
Well, we have our new treadmills.
Okay.
And the treadmills now have TVs.
Ooh.
So you can come and walk on a treadmill and watch your favorite show.
Okay.
Because we have cable. And then we also have, we're just trying to update the Senior Center where we're instead of signing your name, when you sign into the Senior Center, you can actually type sign in into an iPad.
Oh,
and
interesting.
So, you know.
Is that scaring people off or are people okay?
I think they're interested in it. It's something new and it looks good. And, you know, with the funding that we have, at, you know, with Department on Aging, this is different for us.
Yeah, definitely.
And so with you know, collaborating with Janice and Meyer Austin and trying to make the Senior Center a place for baby boomers to come.
The demographics changing.
Exactly. We want to make sure that we're on scale with all the other fitness centers as well, you know?
Interesting. I think that's great. And congratulations on getting funding to support that.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. So just in about the last minute or so that we have here right now, what other kinds of specials do you have for your fitness center currently at the Senior Center? What's coming up?
Well, we want to encourage our current members to bring a friend. Mm-hmm. If you bring a friend, you get a free month membership.
Oh, how nice.
And then new members get a 1 month free membership and orientation and consultation with Nancy Alton. Mm-hmm. And plus, you get an increased discount when you pay for a year up front.
Oh, up in advance. Very good.
Smart. So we want to get you guys to come out. When you come to the Senior Center, it's not just...
It's not what you picture.
Exactly.
It really isn't. No.
I mean, you've been there several times.
And I've been to many different senior centers throughout the United States. And it's just, if you haven't been there, you just need to go and check it out.
Just come and check it out.
Your preconceived notions will be blown away.
Exactly.
For sure. We are going to take a quick break. I am here today with LaTanya Brown with the Orange County Department on Aging, talking about fitness and wellness for seniors. And we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections on WCHL, and I am here today with LaTanya Brown, who is the Wellness Coordinator for the Orange County Department on Aging, and we are talking about the 60-day, 60-mile exercise challenge, which is taking place between January 10th and March 2014. Welcome back, LaTanya.
Thank you, Nicole, for having me again.
Okay, so we have a few more minutes, but, you know, I really wanted to talk about, I know we have the 60-day, 60-mile challenge, but I wanted to give you a chance just to sort of highlight some of those very special things that are going to go on in the next month or so at the Wellness Center.
Well, you know, in March we're having we have our Senior Striders at the Chapel Hill University Mall.
So what is the Senior Striders?
It's a mall walking program.
Okay.
At University Mall, and we also have a new one that started in Hillsboro.
I thought you said wine.
No,
you don't have wine. You don't walk with wine.
No, I don't think that's a great idea. but we have a new Senior Striders in Hillsboro. It's at the Walmart.
Oh, okay.
In Hillsboro. And please come out and check us out there.
Great.
I do want to let you know that, you know, UNC Healthcare actually sponsors these programs, both of the programs.
Oh, okay.
And Walmart sponsors the one in Hillsboro as well.
So it's not just you come and walk. What's the format of this program?
You come and walk, and then we have breakfast, a light breakfast at Weather Vane
in
Chapel Hill, and then at Walmart in Hillsboro.
Okay.
And then we have a very special speaker every month.
Okay.
So it's every third Thursday.
Something educational?
Yes. Every third Tuesday and every third Thursday of the month.
Okay, wow.
You
great.
Can call to the senior centers and register for those events.
Okay, so it is a register event.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else is going on?
Well, in March, we're going to have a speaker. Her name is Martha Tusui. She's going to be speaking on sugars.
Oh.
And natural and artificial, and what's best for you.
Okay, and I know you brought with you some resources, so if you want more information and you want to talk directly to LaTanya Brown, you can reach her at 919-245-4270. If you want to register for the 60-day challenge, you will go to the website at OC60DayChallenge.com. That's OC60DayChallenge.com. Also, if you want to reach out to the personal trainer at the Orange County Department on Aging, her name is Nancy Alton, and that number is 919-968-2070. To reach out to the Seymour Center directly, it's 919-968-2070 as well. And for the Central Orange Senior Center, their phone number is 919-245-2015.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you so much for joining us today, LaTanya. It's been a great pleasure to hear about the exciting things that are going on in your wellness department at the Orange County Department on Aging. As always, you may email your caring questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring at 1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.